Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. Today, we're going to begin a series on seven deadly, D-E-B-T-L-Y.
All right.
Seven deadly sins. Now, I'm sure you're familiar with the seven deadly sins, which are pride, greed, envy, anger, lust, gluttony, and slothfulness. Now, here are the seven kingdom virtues which overcome those seven deadly sins. Humility overcomes pride. Generosity overcomes greed. Love overcomes envy. Kindness overcomes anger. Self-control overcomes lust. Temperance overcomes gluttony. And zeal overcomes slothfulness. But we're not going to talk about the seven deadly sins today, maybe some other time. Today, and probably for a couple of days, we're going to discuss seven deadly sins. That's D-E-B-T-L-Y. Number one, my background, circumstances, and surroundings determine my financial destiny. When you believe that your past determines your future, you're dismissing the power of God to change your life. Whoa, I hope you heard that. When you believe your past determines your future, you're dismissing the power of God to change your life. Yes, you're overcoming the greatest strategic relationship anyone could ever have. And that's not a very small thing to do. Here are seven reasons why your background, circumstances, and surroundings do not determine your financial destiny. First, you're not on a fixed income. Thinking that you live on a fixed income will cause you to fall into the traps of the enemy. Make no mistake, the enemy wants you thinking in terms of limitations. He wants you to believe that where you are is where you'll stay the rest of your life. He wants you to believe that you have no choice in your destiny. That's a lie straight from where Satan will spend eternity. Here's the reality. The world system and or the government may place limits on your income, but God never will. Mark 9:23, God's Word Translation. Jesus said to him, as far as possibilities go, everything is possible for the person who believes. Love that scripture. And truthfully, it just ignites my faith and stirs my spirits to new levels of expectation. Everything is possible for the person, that's me, that's you, who believes. A few days ago, I shared nothing is impossible, but we find that we need at least to continually be reminded of the truth found in His Word. That's why we continually remind each other that there's no limitation to our manifestation. The Message Bible translation of Mark 9:23 says, Jesus said, if there are no ifs among believers, anything can happen. All things are possible. Anything, no matter how illogical to the natural mind, can happen in our lives as we exercise our faith and belief. Scripture also says there's nothing impossible to those who believe. Luke 1:37, Classic Amplified Bible. For with God, nothing's ever impossible. And no word from God shall be without power or impossible of fulfillment. As a child of God who functions with the mind of Christ, each of us need to understand there is nothing impossible to those who believe. Matthew 17:20, Classic Amplified. For truly I say to you, if you have faith that is living like a grain of mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to yonder place, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible to you.
Second, eliminate the poverty mentality. Poverty is the devil's anointing. Poverty happens really inside of us before it ever happens around us. That's why we have to, fight it like a demon. Poverty will keep you out of heaven. Poverty will not keep you out of heaven, but it surely could keep others out of heaven.
True.
Poverty is a dream destroyer, a destiny destroyer also. There is something worse, though, than poverty. It's the reason behind poverty, and it's called poor thinking, or I would say thinking without God. A poverty mentality will hold a person hostage to the belief that there is no choice, no way out. But that is a totally unscriptural philosophy, as we just really read in scripture just a little bit ago. Being poor is really a choice anywhere in the world, but especially in the United States of America. A person or family may not have chosen to live in poverty, but they definitely accepted their situation, have chosen to stay there, if they're still there. For too many, well, for way too long, too many Christians have believed the devil's lie. Satan says some people are destined to be poor, some people are destined to be rich, and there's nothing anybody can do about either circumstances. That satanic lie has crippled God's people for centuries, and it's time to learn the truth. In Deuteronomy 15, verses 4 and 5, Deuteronomy 15, verses 4 and 5, Classic Amplified Bible, it says, "But there will be no poor among you, for the Lord will surely bless you in the land which the Lord your God gives you for an inheritance to possess. If only you carefully listen to the voice of the Lord your God, to do watchfully all these commandments which I command you this day." So let's get this straight, what God's saying in this scripture in Deuteronomy. First, there will be no poor among you. Second, the Lord will bless you. Third, God is giving you an inheritance to possess. Fourth, if only. And fifth, you listen to his voice. Sixth, you do what it is that he says for you to do. And seventh, he will give you this day, starting today. So that's seven pretty powerful things in Deuteronomy 15, verses 4 and 5.
Third, gain the victory over the victim complex. You ever been around people who entertain you? That sounds better than whine. With stories of their latest mishap, tragedy, calamity, problem, or circumstance, that's really just attack them.
It's almost like they're just happy to tell you all the negatives and all the terrible stuff. I'm so proud that I am now this bad off.
Yeah.
Wow.
If your self-image is of someone who is being continually victimized, and that's what you confirm to people around you, it will result in you becoming a self-fulfilling prophecy. You'll repel love, defer happiness, attract illness or energies, sabotage any financial or business success. You'll be attracting like things into your life every time you use these excuses. See, you have a choice in life, to be a victim or a victor, but you can't be both. By all means, stop looking back and rehearsing what's happened in the past. Luke 9:62, Contemporary English Version. Jesus answered, "Anyone who starts plowing and keeps looking back isn't worth a thing to God's kingdom." So let's be clear. People with a victim mentality will always be poor and disappointed. That's a fact. Never complain about anything that you and God can change. Fourth, stop making negative confessions. Stop making negative confessions. Your words will either bring reward or punishment. Our destiny is not determined by what we do, but what we say as well. Proverbs 12:14, Contemporary English Version. We're rewarded or punished for what we say and do. Our words have consequences. We decide whether they're good or evil. Proverbs 18:20, Classic Amplified. A man's moral self shall be filled with the fruit of his mouth, and with the consequence of his words, he must be satisfied whether good or evil. See, words will either bring life or death to us, but the decision is all ours. Next verse, Proverbs 18:21, 18:21, Message Bible. Words kill, words give life. They're either the poison or fruit, you choose. Says it all. If you feel like you have nothing to give, don't say it. The words that you speak will either empower or disable the blessings of God. Angels respond to God's word, which is why you should be speaking words of faith over your finances, regardless of your current situation. I encourage you to read and study Psalm 103:20. 103:20. There have been times that we've been so broke, we couldn't pick up all the pieces. But we never said that. We never said that we don't have anything to give. And no surprise, God always made a way so that we always had something to give. Sadly, there's a shortage mentality where the immediate subconscious response is, I have nothing to give. But that's not true unless you believe it and confess it to be so. 2 Corinthians 9:10, 2 Corinthians 9:10, Classic Amplified Bible. And God, who provides seed for the sower and bread for eating, will also provide and multiply your resources for sowing and increase the fruits of your righteousness, which manifests itself in active goodness, kindness, and charity. You know, the key phrase in that verse is, God will provide seed for the sower. If you're not a sower, He's not providing. When you change how you think and what you speak, then you'll never have to worry about saying things you shouldn't. Proverbs 18:20, this time in the Contemporary English Version. Make your words good. You'll be glad you did. Well, we're going to stop right here. We'll pick this up tomorrow. But I want to tell you, I hope what we've shared today's call will be thought-provoking for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. If you've been blessed by the teaching of the ministry, go to haroldherring.com. Click the button that says sow a seed. Just ask God what seed He'd have you sow. Do what He says. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails. And keep thinking rich thoughts.